I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. James Baldwin once wrote, "You think your pain and heartbreak are unprecedented in the history of the world, but then you read. The comfort of knowing you're not alone." Words like these are especially helpful for those struggling with Alzheimer's or for those caring for someone with Alzheimer's. They are the audience for a new anthology of poetry, Missing Persons. The co-editor is local writer Deborah Coy. Deborah, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer.
You, along with your collaborator, Barbara Cowles, are an audience for this book, as well as editors, because you yourselves were and are caregivers. In what way do you think, Deborah, this book can help with that sense of loneliness?
It shows the different experiences of individuals who've dealt with it. There's people who are in the throes of it, and also the people who fear it because they have family history, and there's people who are caretaking.
You say in the introduction that you wish you had had a book like this when you were a caregiver.
I needed to know that other people have gone through this, that they get through it, and they're going to come out of it better people.
How did you summon the strength?
Well, it takes a village. Right. And without that village, I don't think we could have done it.
And this book is something like a village.
Yes.
I found, when I was looking through the volume, that some of the most powerful pieces were written by people, poets, who themselves were experiencing memory loss.
Yes.
It's like a glimpse into how their minds are working. How do those poems perhaps help people who are caregivers?
It helps them become empathetic. It's very difficult to relate if you're not one of these people going through it. I remember my mother-in-law getting so frustrated with us because she couldn't communicate what she wanted.
You sent out an announcement asking for submissions for this volume. What did you ask for?
Poetry or prose or art relating to dementia. I got submissions from some high-powered people as well as some beginning poets. It was democratic.
And did the response surprise you, Deborah?
Yes, it did. I had done another anthology a long time ago, and it was like pulling teeth getting responses from people. This one, it was like opening a floodgate. There were so many coming in.
Do you have any idea why?
I think people wanted to express what they are experiencing.
I know that there are some pieces of prose in this book, but it's mostly poetry.
Right.
Why does poetry work so well in a situation like this?
Oh, metaphor is a way to get distance from the situation. I personally think poetry helps you touch the emotional part of yourself. I think it helps people connect to the experience more. And I'm hoping that they find comfort.
Deborah Coy, along with her colleague Barbara Cowles, edited a new anthology of poetry for Alzheimer's patients and caregivers, Missing Persons, Reflections on Dementia, just published by Albuquerque's Beatlick Press, is available through Amazon. Details at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.